this episode of American Chopper.
Where's Paulie?
Battle lines are drawn.
Listen.
No, you listen.
And accusations fly.
What are you, a prima donna?
As father and son push each other to the breaking point.
Things have been kind of building up between my old man and Paulie.
One second, I'm going to throw your ass out of here, all right?
Tempers reach a fevered pitch.
See you later!
When Paul Sr. tightens the screws.
Do something!
And the deadline closes in on OCC's latest creation.
Same old story with him, Mr. Procrastinator.
The rant.
I don't really give a shit whether he comes back or not.
The rage. The recognition. On this episode of American Chopper.
Right here, right here, right here. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Let's go over this. Let's see where we're at over here, where we're going, what else got to be done. Paulie and Vinny are pretty much getting down to the final fabrication on this here Snap-on bike. But as usual, we're running out of time. You really got a day and a half. He ain't answering the phone. You're not answering the phone. I'm not going to get you involved in anything anymore for the rest of the day or tomorrow. So you got a full day and a half to concentrate on this. Otherwise, you're going to... Because this bike got to get out for paint, powder coat, and whatnot by no later than tomorrow if we're going to make the deadline and meet our commitment to the customer. What are we looking to do today?
We
got to
focus on the suicide shift.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah, I think what I'm going to have is Vinny focus on the suicide shift, and I'm going to start working on the exhaust.
What about the oil tank?
As far as I'm concerned, we got plenty of time to do what we need to do. But it's like my dad thrives on pressure. And if there isn't any, then he's sure to create some.
All right, let's do it.
And when he gets like that, I really try to do my best to let it roll off. Once I started putting the exhaust pipes on the bike, I realized I wanted to integrate the tool theme into them too. So I decided to fabricate hex-shaped sleeves that would complement the frame. While I started on that, Vinny started to work on the suicide shift.
Jesus.
For the suicide shifter, we decided to use an air ratchet.
I can't believe how tight that's on there.
But it was a little too heavy, so I had to take out all the internal parts to lighten it up as much as possible. But let me tell you, taking the thing apart, it was a little more of an ordeal than I expected.
I'm making the exhaust covers out of 16-gauge cold-rolled steel. In addition to looking cool, these covers will serve two purposes. First, they'll hide the bluing that you get on the exhaust pipes. And second, they won't heat up, so there's no chance of burning your leg when you're riding the bike.
Yahtzee!
Once I had all the pieces marked and cut, the next step is to actually put the bends in.
Wow. First shot.
The angle of the first bend is really the most critical because all the other bends will work off it. So even if it's a few degrees off, it's going to affect all of the other bends. And if I mess it up, I'll have to scrap it and start all over again.
You know, I spent the first half of the morning just trying to get the ratchet apart. Then I had to remove the ball from the socket stud so I could run a screw through there.
They put it in, don't they?
That turned out to be just as difficult. Sometimes it's the littlest things that cause you the biggest problem.
What up, Vin?
What's up?
Huh?
What's up?
Oh, that's cool.
It'll pivot with that being tight.
Yeah. For the linkage on a suicide shifter, we're actually using boxed end wrenches. It took a little extra effort, but I definitely think it's worth it.
I think the exhaust covers and the suicide shift took a little bit longer than Vinny and I ever thought it would. But you know, I can't really let the pressure of a deadline inhibit me creatively.
You get anywhere with this exhaust yet?
I was gonna powder coat them, and I could drill like...
Because if I did, I don't think the bikes would turn out as good as they do. You know, I just hope that tomorrow we can make up some of the time that we lost today. And it kind of matches the frame, you know? It'll be like...
You know, this morning, Paulie was Mr. Confident, you know, getting the bike done. But, you know, once again, he went adding last-minute doodads, you know, those exhaust covers. And it's aggravating because it's like we took two steps forward and one step back. Now the exhaust is not done and the suicide shift's not done neither. But let me tell you, everything better be done by tomorrow because I'm done listening to excuses.
Basically, the plan for today is to fabricate mounting brackets for the exhaust covers so we could finish them up. Vinny should be able to finish up all the components for the suicide shifter. Hopefully, if everything goes right and we stay focused on the task at hand, we'll be able to get everything out for paint, powder coat, and chrome today.
Hey, I see coffee cups all over the freaking shop here. Cans, coffee cups. There. Over here, over there.
Only one of them's mine, Pops.
I'm not really concerned about that. I know that somebody's supposed to be cleaning up, and that's all I want to know. All right?
Is this somebody's coffee that I'm drinking? You know, it never fails. The closer we get to a deadline, the more my father freaks out.
What, are you breaking it?
I was breaking it to pieces.
But instead of jumping in and helping us out, he just finds things to gripe about. And most of the time, that's counterproductive because dealing with all his complaints just takes that much more time out of the schedule and puts us that much further behind.
We barely finished up the suicide shifter and the exhaust pipes when Justin showed up to pick up the tins and go over the paint scheme with Paulie.
What's up, Paul?
Hey, dude.
How you doing?
What are you doing?
Not much. Just a little wrestling, right?
You know the last couple projects that Justin's done for us? He's had to put in some pretty long hours, mainly because Paulie dragged his feet on the fabrication.
What's up, man? How you doing?
And I was real insistent that this wasn't going to happen again. I wanted to make sure that Justin had all the time he needed to do a killer paint job.
Here, get out of here with that. The Snap-on company is shipping Justin the paint that they actually use on the toolboxes so that he can match it to the bike.
We like that, yeah.
Which is really great because that particular shade of red is really signature to their products.
Excellent. Make it look wicked.
Thank you.
But I don't want it to just be a solid red bike with a logo on it. So I told Justin to get really creative with his designs. While Vinny broke down the bike, I started to work on one final touch. I wanted to mount a large wrench on each side of the down tubes because I really felt that that part of the frame needed some accents to tie it in with the rest of the theme of the bike. It's one of those last minute ideas that I sometimes get, but I think the bike's really gonna look great when it's finished. Dak, come here.
Tell me when the bottom of them wrenches are even.
No, you're low on the left-hand side. I think you're
this side?
A little bit. You know, normally when Paulie comes up with these last-minute ideas, I get kind of aggravated, you know what I mean? But you know what? This one I didn't mind too much because it was pretty simple, and I think that him and Vinny are going to finish it up on time. But let me tell you, if that wasn't the case, it would have been a whole different story. Today's kind of a special occasion for everybody at OCC. It's Cody's 16th birthday, and you know it's a pretty big deal because you know he's getting his license. So Darcy, his mom, invited us to a surprise party that she's throwing for him.
Surprise!
Happy birthday, Cody!
Cody's been working for us for about 3 years now, and the first day he came to work for us, he was weed whacking. So he's really come a long way in a couple years, and he's really become a part of our family.
Talk to you later, okay?
Why don't we go cliff jumping now?
Oh, here, put this on, will you?
All right.
Get the right colors on there, you know?
Code, happy birthday to
no singing. Last thing I wanted to do was have a big deal made out of my birthday, but my mom kind of went behind my back and set all this up. You know, I'm glad you did because it's just great to have everybody here.
Code, you got to finish all that cake before you leave.
Bye.
Come on.
You know, one of the best things about working with Paulie and OCC is they give me a lot of creative freedom when it comes to the paint design for the bikes. I mean, basically, we discuss overall concepts, and then they let me take it from there. I wanted to have some different shades of red on this bike other than just a snap-on color. But I just didn't want to rely on using different colored paints. So after the base coat was laid down, I sprayed it with semi-transparent candies and some red flake. That basically created a bunch of different variations on the snap-on shade of red, which I think is going to give it a more unified look.
Now that Justin's doing the paint on a snap-on bike, Big Paul wants me and Paulie to really focus on some of the customer bikes we have to do. And that's just fine with me. To be honest, I like it around the shop a lot more when things are busy. It's better than when there's nothing going on.
You know, for the last couple months, getting Paulie to focus and to actually do some work around here, it's been like pulling teeth. Where's Paulie?
I don't know. I think him and Whitney took off somewhere.
Well, let me tell you, if he keeps doing the way he's been doing, he's going to get a good look at the wrong end of my size 12, I can tell you that. Did anybody see Paulie?
I thought it would be cool to give some sections of the tank a textured look. So what I did was spray down a coat of silver white marbleizer, and then I covered that with plastic sheeting, and that gave it a textured effect. Then I basically painted over that with red to blend it in with the rest of the paint scheme. I really wanted to give this paint job a three-dimensional look. So when all the different sections of the tank were finished, I used an airbrush for shading. That creates the illusion that the different sections are actually overlapping each other. And I think it's going to look pretty hot.
Where'd he go?
I don't know.
Where'd you go?
I had to go in the other shop and get some stuff.
Like what?
I'm gonna hang this thing.
Yeah, we're hanging
this thing. Why don't you clean everything up first before you start hanging
stuff? I'm gonna hang this and then I'm gonna straighten out that table. You asked me to handle this stuff, I'm taking care of it.
Yeah,
all.
But you know what? Do it. So you don't
it's
need to be hanging
done.
Stuff.
It's hanging
I
out
understand
on here,
that, but
so?
clean the place up first, then hang whatever you want to hang. Clean the place up first.
Okay. I'm just.
That's what I want you to do. Straighten everything out. Then you can hang yourself. I don't care.
I really don't know what's up with my father, but I could tell right from the start this morning that it was going to be one of those days. And I got to tell you, it's really starting to get old.
Snap-on's color schemes are red and white, so I use white for the finishing touches, like the pinstriping and other highlights that kind of break up the red. The whole idea was so the paint job would look original and different, but still look like it was inspired by a Snap-on toolbox.
How that's not in the center no more when you tilt it.
You know, I made it pretty clear to Paulie that I wanted him to clean the shop up. It ain't like I gave him some big complicated task to do. But you know what? I'm not going more than an hour and I find him sticking his nose into Vinny's business.
You put it on like this. Put it on an angle like that.
He's saying, yeah, he's
oh,
saying
it would
that.
Look awesome.
It would look awesome, but I ain't trusting it.
He came up with this here brand new half-ass idea how to mount these handlebars that, in my opinion, was way too risky to attempt.
Not happening. Not happening.
I guarantee you that I can make this.
Not happening. Hey,
and him and Michael couldn't twist it off.
Hey, yo, it's not happening. So you could talk about
it
all you want.
Hey, listen, well, you know what? I started with an idea. I'll perfect it, and it'll be strong. You can stand on it.
Why don't you just, instead of pioneering with somebody else's life, do the thing the way you're supposed to do it.
All of a sudden we're going to change things?
Yeah. No, all of a sudden we're not going to change things. We're not going to change things, and you're not going to do that.
Did you wake up crabby this morning or something?
Listen, it doesn't have nothing to do with crabby. You want to be creative and put your metal together, go do it, but don't experiment with somebody else's life. That's what I'm saying.
Listen, I'm not experimenting with anything.
Between fabricating steel and doing something like that, okay?
Listen, I wouldn't put anything on there that would be dangerous, okay?
How do you know it's going to work? Are you an engineer? Are you an engineer?
Started with an idea. We're working on it from there. Okay?
Listen, let them build the bars the way they're supposed to be built, and let's clean the shop up like you're supposed to be doing. Leave the guy alone. He's quite capable of doing what he's doing, and you clean the shop up and leave him alone. That's what I told you to do this morning, and I'm telling you to do that now.
Listen.
So do it. No, you
he
listen.
He called me over here,
all right,
okay,
then,
because he came into a problem,
then,
and this is where I come
then,
in.
Then work it out. You can handle it. Leave him alone. Let's go. Let's go.
What is up your ass this morning?
You're up
I'm
my
trying
ass.
To help him out.
Listen, I don't care. I asked you to do something. You ain't done nothing in a 3 months over here. I'm telling you to clean the place up over
and
here.
And I'm cleaning
and
it up.
Listen, you're hanging signs over here this? When I asked you to clean the shop up.
That was part of the process. I'm in the process of doing what you asked me to do.
So then don't go over there and start creating another situation.
He asked me a question.
And I was over there.
Okay,
and I
but I have an idea for something that would work very
do
well.
It on your own bike. Leave it alone. That's all. Clean the shop up, and that's it.
I don't understand what your problem is. I really don't understand.
You know what?
You're
my problem.
But you know,
right?
It's been just like 2 days that I've been riding my ass.
Because you don't do a thing around here.
What do you?
But bother the secretaries. You're up your girlfriend's ass every 2 minutes, and nothing gets done. So what do you
what
do?
What are you talking about? I had nothing to do yesterday.
You do absolutely nothing.
I had nothing to do yesterday.
Listen. So what do you mean? You got bikes to build over here? Nothing. What are you, a prima donna? Do something.
Bob, calm
do
down.
Do something. No, shut the up. Back off.
Yeah, back off. I'll see you later.
You know what? Then stay the out of here.
I will.
Because right? You don't do a
see you
anyhow.
Later, buddy.
It's like you're some kind of goddess over here that
see
you can
later.
Do what the you want to do. You know what? Don't come to me later asking me for either because you ain't getting it.
Hey, we'll see you later, partner.
Yeah.
See you later, partner.
Yeah, big shot. Yeah, big
shot. Oh,
yeah,
that's right.
Take it
your
easy, big shot.
Your girlfriend now.
Take it easy, big
hey,
shot. You and your
girlfriend. Good job.
Right here.
Running the
right
business.
Here. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I think things have been kind of building up between my old man and Paulie. It's not exactly like Paulie's been killing himself around the shop these days. And I think it just got to the point where my dad just can't take it anymore. You know, I just hate to see it come to that because it just doesn't do anybody any good.
Hey, he hasn't done nothing in his shop in 3 months and you know it too. Everybody's in here working. What does he do? He goes around there, sits with his girlfriend. Every 5 minutes he's with his girlfriend. He hasn't done nothing since.
I don't want to take some.
Hey, has he done anything since we came back from Laconia? Tell me what he did. Tell me. Tell me what he's done. Nothing.
He designed the...
What did he design?
The Snap-on bike.
Big deal. And what'd he do? He did the same thing with that project. He let Vinny do three quarters of the project, and then at the end there, he came in and worked for 2 days like he always does. Hey, look at me.
Well, you know what? I don't want
to
choose sides. So
I'm not asking you to choose sides. I'm not asking you to do nothing. You're asking me, and I'm telling you. That's what goes on.
That's
what he does.
Calm down.
That's what he does.
Jeez.
And I'm tired of it.
All right, I can see where it comes
in his
from.
Brand new car with his Gucci watch or whatever the freak you want to call that watch, and now
some
he's a
Nevada.
Big shot. Yeah, whatever. I don't really give a.
All right, you gotta calm down though, Pop. It's only Tuesday.
The frame for the bike came in today, so we're gonna start on a final assembly. We got about a week to get this bike done to unveil it at the 100th anniversary of Harley-Davidson in Milwaukee. That should be plenty of time, and I don't anticipate any major problems.
I don't know. I'm going to have to check the quality. You know, now that the frame's in and the parts are in, I better see Paulie turning wrenches and whatnot, I'm telling you right now. Because this here drag-ass attitude ain't cutting it no more.
When's the motor coming?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow? Why?
Oh, that's not even the worst of it. The transmission won't be here till hopefully by Monday. I won't have the wheels until Saturday. They're at the Cromer. Transmission's at the Cromer. I'm working on it. I'm doing everything that I can. I talked
well,
to everybody
ahead of
time.
You don't need to work on it. You need to work on this, and you need to give me the information, and
there's
I'll.
Nothing I can do.
But I'll handle these
there's
people, not you.
There's not one
you,
thing I can
okay?
do.
I want to talk to them, not you.
What do you mean?
Just what I said. I want to handle that part. You need to do what you got to do here. And
all
that's
of a sudden,
it.
I've been handling.
No, not all of a sudden. It doesn't make any difference. That's the way it's going
to
be.
I already talked to everybody.
But I'll follow up on it again. All right, so you're going to do this for now. What are you doing?
I don't know.
You know, it really kills me. Here we are, right from the get-go, and he's making excuses why he can't put this bike together. But you know what? When I started pressing him, he changed his tune, I can tell you that.
Actually, I can do some stuff. I could put the trees on and the handlebars, and then I could do some cosmetic put-ons, like the wrenches on the down tubes.
You know, it's the same old story with him, Mr. Procrastinator. But let me tell you, we're done putting off things till tomorrow. Fine, just get started.
I really don't know why my father's stressing out so much about finishing this bike. I mean, first of all, we got nearly a week to finish it. And you know, these bikes usually go together in 3 days, maybe four at the max. And I know we're building this bike for a big client and there's a lot of money involved, so maybe that's part of it. But him getting all amped up and going off on me, it just doesn't motivate me, whether he thinks it does or not.
When I started mounting the handlebars, we ran into a little snag.
These bars are thick.
So?
They don't fit over the wrenches.
They don't fit over the wrenches?
Yeah.
We found out that the powder coat was a little thicker than we anticipated. The drag bars wouldn't fit into the wrenches that we were using for risers. The problem is you can't just force it in because you're going to blast the powder coat off and ruin the bars.
I think we should smack it on with a rubber mallet.
I don't want to be anywhere near you when you do it, though.
You're doing it. Start smacking. Keep going in with it, little by little, now because you can't let it go up and down now. Okay, now put the top in. It went.
Loosened up.
Vin, you did the handlebars without me, loser.
Yeah, you snooze, you lose.
All right, Vin, I'll be right back. I'm gonna see if my father's gotten anywhere with the parts. Hey, Pop, did you find out about those parts yet?
What do you think, I've been here playing with myself?
No, I don't.
Okay,
I've done a thousand phone calls already.
I'm gonna throw your ass out of here, all right? I said I'll take care of it. Leave it alone.
But you know what? You flipped out on me like you were going to handle it right
now. And I am
going
to handle it.
You're going to take
Listen,
care of it at one time.
Open your mouth one more time and you can get the out of here. I don't want to hear your I'm taking care of it. That's all you have to know. You know, it really burns my ass. Paulie screws up the schedule as far as getting parts in on time. And then he comes in like he's checking up on me, telling me how to do my job. If you ask me, he should be worrying more about what he's supposed to be doing and less about what I'm doing. Yeah. All right, listen. I don't want to be watching Vinny doing the whole bike, all right? So I don't give a whether you're doing nothing out there and you're making believe you're stroking the bike. Do it.
I got stuff to do.
Listen, understand what I'm saying, okay? Understand what I'm saying.
You know, I don't like to start assembling a bike until all the parts are in, because it just makes things easier, and it avoids complications in the long run. But my father and I don't necessarily see eye to eye on that. So for this particular bike, we're doing things his way. I just hope the rest of these parts for this bike will be in tomorrow, because if not, they'll be hell to pay. What do you got there, Vin?
I got the tranny.
Oh.
We get to scope this thing out.
The transmission came in first thing this morning. Paulie took one look at it, and he decided he did not like the blue T-handle Allen wrenches that were inserted into the Snap-on logo.
Hey, you know what I want to do?
What do you want
to
do?
Switch them all to bent Allens. The blue handles on the Allen wrenches, really didn't work with the scheme of the bike. So we decided to swap them out for some chrome Allen wrenches that Snap-on sent us. Me and Vin spent the first part of the morning doing that. It seems like it's kind of a minor thing, but if something doesn't feel right or it looks wrong, no matter how small it is, I gotta fix it.
You can get an American in there.
We need a rubber grommet.
Hey, Paul.
What's up, Joe?
Not much. You give me a hand with this motor?
Yeah, you got it?
Yep.
All right, let's go get it. Joe from H&L just drove down from Connecticut with the motor. Now that's a good-looking motor, man. Jeez. Which really helps us out schedule-wise. What's the next step here, Vin?
Get that primary going.
All right. Because basically, we started to run out of things we can do without the motor. So now that it's in, we can really get cranking on the rest of the assembly. As long as we don't run into any major problems, we should be able to get it off the lift in time. What's up, Justin?
What's up, guys? What's going on?
Is that her?
She's all ready.
Wow, that's hot. I gotta be honest, I wasn't sure how the whole idea of using white accents on this bike was really gonna turn out, because it's not a color we use a lot. On most of the bikes we build, we tend to use black instead. But now that I see it, I really think Justin pulled it off. And I'm actually really excited to see what this bike's gonna look like fully assembled. Did you see the paint?
Oh, man.
Oh, you get out of here.
How nice is that?
Oh, yeah, it's awesome.
Wow.
You know what it is?
Hey.
You know what's nice about this? It kind of goes with everything, but it's different.
Oh, well, it's
you know
chopper.
What I mean? It's different.
It's chopper. The thing doesn't look like a Snap-on box now.
Hey. I don't think we're going to give him this bike.
No, they ain't getting it.
I think we're keeping it.
Yeah?
Does this mean there's no deadline anymore?
Yeah, right.
What time is he supposed to deliver the wheels today, or is he delivering the wheels today?
I don't know. You talked to him, didn't you?
I talked to him, yeah.
I talked to him, and he said Friday or Saturday. You talked to him, he said Friday. Am I right? I need those wheels today.
I know it.
Not tomorrow, not the next day.
So then I'll call him, tell him to get his ass up here for today. We were hoping to get the wheels for this here bike in a few days ago. But Chuck at Road Machine, he ran into a couple unexpected problems, so he's a little behind schedule. But Paulie and Vinny, they should have enough to keep themselves busy for a while.
Today we should easily be able to finish up assembling the trees and the front end. And there's a couple other little things that we could probably get done. But if we don't get those wheels in today, we're really going to hit a dead end pretty soon. So I just hope they get here in time, because my father's already looking for something to go off about. That's it.
Where's my rack?
What's up, Chuck?
How much, man? I got something new for you boys.
Do ya?
Wow.
Oh, that's cool, like an acid etch? Is that what
yeah.
that is? I think Chuck did just an incredible job with the front wheel. I mean, I really like the way he fit the wrenches in and the way he made them curve to fit the flow of the wheel. It almost looks like it's moving when it's sitting still. But as much as I like it, we've still got a problem. The rear wheel's not finished yet, so me and Vinny really have no choice. All we could really do is focus on the front end, and hopefully we could finish the rest of it up tomorrow.
You know, I was really quite surprised how much I really like the red and white paint scheme on the front end. You know, I was a little worried that they were going to look like candy canes or barbershop poles. But, you know, once more and more chrome pieces got put on, it really had a nice overall bounce.
Looks great with all the stuff.
What's up, Chuck?
Got the rear?
I think this side looks the best, though.
Chuck showed up this morning with the rear wheel, and it was nice, if not better looking than the front
one. Yeah, that's a new hub.
And when you look at it up close, you see all the detail and the engraving and the wrenches that was done with an acid etch. It just looked awesome.
You know, sometimes I really think that Paulie likes when the parts are late because it gives him a chance to just drag his feet and whatnot. But, you know, now that everything's in on this bike, you better get his ass in gear and get focused on building this bike. I can tell you that.
How is she, Paulie?
That's perfectly spaced.
Yo, what's with the coffee cups here, boy?
What's that?
Huh? Huh? What's with the coffee cups?
I don't know.
They're over there. Listen, there's no reason why this place is all over the place. Look at the counters. This place is like it looks like 10 people were working in here.
Counters?
Yeah, look here. Look, you want me to show you? Look at this. Look at all the counter. Look at that table. All over the place.
All right, at the end of the day, we'll clean up when we're done with the bike. It's really, it doesn't look bad.
No, listen, it's been like this, and I haven't said anything, but now it's getting spreading more and more, so now it's starting to aggravate me. It's like...
I bought that for you in Sturgis.
It's just what I wanted.
You know, as usual, my father's starting to stress out about getting this bike done. But we're really not that far behind schedule. And the only real delays or problems that we've had is because things didn't come in on time.
Nick's breaking.
I mean, if we were really in a crunch, beautiful. Me and Vin would stay here till midnight to get this thing done if we had to. But we're really not in that tight of a spot, so we're going to push as hard as we can today. And whatever we don't get done today, we'll finish up early in the morning.
Basically, this morning, we put the finishing touches on the bike. We mounted the front fender, got the seat on, and put on the rearview mirror, which is really cool because it looks and functions like a real ratchet.
That's pretty cool.
You know, to be honest with you, I really had my doubts on how this bike was going to end up looking because of all the tools and stuff we had incorporated. But I think it turned out just awesome.
Ready to ride.
You know, when you take on a theme bike like this, especially one for a big client, you're always really excited, but there's always a little bit of fear.
Let her rip.
Because there's a lot of money involved, and basically OCC's reputation is on the line. So when you finally lower the lip and are really proud of it, it's actually kind of a relief.
That thing's gonna be fast too.
You know, no matter how many bikes we build or how many test rides I take, it's always a rush to get on one of these and wind it out. I mean, it really gets the blood going, and I just love it. And this one, I think it stacks up with some of our best. I mean, it's got everything. Power, style, and I tell you, it handled like a dream. This morning, we're heading out to Milwaukee to unveil the Snap-on bike at the Harley-Davidson 100th anniversary event. The Snap-on company actually sent out a Learjet to pick us up.
Slide forward. Yeah, more.
Oh, it goes back.
Yeah, no, hang on. There you go.
Which was kind of odd because, you know, we're used to, like, traveling by motorhome and whatnot. So this is kind of special for us. Man, this thing gets up and goes, huh? Holy jeez. Yeah, we decided before we unveil this bike to the public, we wanted to take a ride by the Snap-on company so they can get a close-up look at it.
Wow. Holy cow. Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Look at the wrenches and the wheels.
Wow-wee.
Look at that.
That's incredible.
You know, you always try and exceed the expectations of the customer. And with Snap-on, I think their expectations were pretty high. So if you could exceed what they thought it would look like, then you did the right thing. And I know everybody was excited, so I was pretty excited to come and show them what we did for them.
Absolutely gorgeous. Beautiful.
Is that the mirror too? 1-inch drive sockets for the footrest. Do they work?
Yeah.
Do they work?
Yeah, sure.
Hell yeah, they work.
I just can't get it all in. I mean, look at this.
Not in my wildest dreams would I ever think that the bike would turn out this well.
What an imagination.
My idea was the whole bike's going to be chrome. Snap-on tools and chrome, they go together, right?
Yeah.
But this is absolutely gorgeous. That's why I sell tools and you make bikes. Harley-Davidson's 100th anniversary motorcycle event was probably one of the biggest events that we attended. More than 500,000 people showed up for it from around the country and around the world. And the fact that it's in Milwaukee, the hometown of Snap-on Tools, made it a perfect place for us to unveil this bike.
You know what? When I rolled the bike out there, I could not believe the size of the crowd. And the reaction the bike got was just phenomenal. You know, sometimes when we start on these theme bikes, we're really not sure how people are going to respond to them. So when you see a crowd like this that really appreciates what you've done, it's really a good feeling. And you know, I guess that's really why we do what we do.
On American Chopper.
Ow!
The Tuttles get into the Christmas spirit.
A lot of sap in here. A lot of sap.
And spread some Yuletide cheer.
Listen to me.
No, you listen to me.
As they build a Santa Claus chopper.
It's for St. Nick.
And ring in the new year.
You want me to do it? I'll do it.
It's done.
Paul Sr. suits up.
Pull it back off.
Makes a list.
Ow!
And checks it twice to see who's been naughty and who's been nice.
Get out.
The men.
That's my daddy.
The mission.
I love it when a plan comes together.
The magic. Next time on American Chopper.